to fall to the lights. From here on out, I'll be your commander. No fear, no doubt, I'll provide the answer. Right now I command you to play. I'll be your commander. Right now I command you to play. I'll be your commander. Right now I command you to
dance. August 2011.
Two international students landed at San Francisco Airport, and Dominican University was there. What people didn't know was
these students were here to stay.
What about us?
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. If you're going to San Francisco, you're gonna meet
hello America, hello Spain, this is What About Us with DJ Nat and DJ Willy in radio.dominican.edu. We are here one more Wednesday. Right now it's 4:05 in California, it's midnight in Spain. And today we have a very exciting program show with DJ Nat and with one special guest. What is that guest, Natalia?
That guest is Valerie De Lucchi.
Hello.
Hello, Valerie. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. We are great. Good.
Yeah. After our Spanish radio show, I think.
We are excited.
Yes.
Excited.
Yeah. Excited.
Me too.
Halloween, haunted house, ooh, costumes, trick or treat. We have a lot of talking today.
Yeah, we have a lot of things to talk about
and
today.
And also we are going to discover a lot of things about you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're going to talk a lot.
Don't be afraid. We are going to be...
No, I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Oh, we'll see that day later. We will see that later.
Yeah.
You're going to San Francisco. Be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. If you're going to San Francisco, you're gonna meet.
So, as I said, we are here with Valerie De Lucchi and we're going to start talking to her. We want to know something about Valerie. Who is she? What she does here in
Dominican? The first thing that I want to know.
Okay, what?
A lot of people already know that, but it's like Valerie De Lucchi. This is not an American last name.
Oh no, it's Italian.
Italian, you're so from Europe.
Yeah, so oh, you are Italo-American?
I guess you could. I'm not from Italy myself, but my family is.
So you have family there?
Yes.
Okay. Ooh,
cousins.
We want to know everything.
Yeah.
Oh.
You have cousins? Which
yes.
age?
They're very
old. How old,
old
are they?
Oh.
Very old.
Oh, poor
but
Natalia.
They have sons? I mean, do they have children?
Yes, they do.
So
how old are they?
Oh gosh, I don't know. I saw them when I was 10, so there's a lot of them over there. I don't remember.
A lot of? Okay, don't worry. When are you going back to Europe?
I hope soon to visit.
Have you
guys
been there already?
To Italy?
Yes.
Yes, I have been twice.
When? How?
How?
Why?
When was the last time?
The first time I took the last time?
Oh, well, the first time.
Okay, the first time I went with my family to visit relatives, and I was in maybe fifth grade.
Uh-huh.
And the second time I went with a school trip, and I was 17. That was a lot of fun.
17. Yes. In Europe, you can do a lot of things.
Yeah. Yes, I did.
What did you do there?
We went a lot of places. We started out in Rome.
Uh-huh.
And then we went to Florence.
Great. Beautiful. I love place. Florence.
Yeah. Me too. It was awesome. We also went to Venice.
Mm-hmm.
And Siena.
Oh, great. Siena also. Which is the place you like the most?
Venice or Florence or Rome. I don't know. I can't choose.
Every place.
I love Italy. I love Europe.
Yeah,
it's great.
You have to go to
you lucky
Spain?
People.
Spain.
I would love to.
Yeah, call me.
Take me, yeah.
Yeah, mi casa es tu casa, you know that.
Oh yeah, I learned that while trick-or-treating.
Yoo-hoo!
So we want to know, what are you doing here in Dominican? You are a sophomore, junior, senior, what are you?
I'm a sophomore.
And what is your major? What are you studying?
Nursing.
Nursing? Do you have a minor or something?
No.
Just nursing.
That would be a lot of work.
That's enough, nursing.
Yes, it is definitely enough.
Why did you choose nursing?
Oh wow, there's many reasons, but I enjoy how it can be like an art and a science. Like, there's like the medical science of it, but then there's also like your individual, like you get to use your creativity to how you care for a person.
Okay, wait. I've never listened that in my life. Creative? In nursing?
Oh yes, it requires a lot of like critical thinking and just the way you like deal with situations. It's not all like textbook at all. It's a lot of improvising and dealing with specific situations.
Wow. I didn't, because my parents are nurses. I didn't know that. I thought you had your book and you have your protocol and your process.
Mm-hmm.
And then you only have to do that.
Oh, it's definitely both.
So yeah. For example, how do you say when you open a frog or something and you explore something?
Dissection?
You have to dissection some human member or something like that?
Oh, I have not dissected a person.
An animal?
An animal? I haven't done that in the nursing program here. Oh, yes, I did. In anatomy, we did some organs of cows and like a pig heart, I think.
And how did you do that with animals? You love animals.
I know. I was very upset.
Squirrel.
I know. Yeah. I don't enjoy or support dissecting animals, but I try to just observe.
At least it wasn't a poopy.
Oh, no. Don't make me cry on the radio.
Okay. So you are in the sophomore. You are sophomore. You are studying nursing. But I always ask this to the people. Why are you studying here? Why don't you
Dominican?
Go far away? Or why Dominican? There is a lot of huge universities.
We don't want to be mean. Dominican.
No, we are here. We are from Murcia. This is like really weird. But why you?
Well, Dominican definitely wasn't my first choice. I wanted to be in San Francisco, but I actually really like it now, and I would prefer it to San Francisco, but I chose Dominican because, well, they offered me the largest scholarship, so that was part of it, and it was just, I kind of like the idea of not being in a city, but kind of being close to a city. And
I guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
But no, not, it wasn't my first. I didn't really like it at all at first. But once I got comfortable here and started being involved, I really liked it a lot.
Okay, I went to ask you something and now my mind is like empty. Oh.
Okay, I have a question.
Yes.
You're not from here, from San Rafael. Where are you from?
Santa Cruz.
Oh, I remember the question.
Yeah.
Can I do it now?
wait a second. Where is exactly Santa Cruz?
Santa Cruz is in the Monterey Bay area. It is about 2 hours
south
of here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you are from California?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Californian girl.
Yep.
California girls.
Yep.
I remember
that's my song.
Okay. Your turn, Natalia.
Okay. A lot of people, I think that everybody but Raritza, because she is not a student, told us that they are here because they got scholarships.
Yes.
How? I mean, do you have to apply for something or just Dominican goes to your house and it's like,
oh, no.
Hey, we are here. We want to pay you.
You want a scholarship?
It's based on grades and like test scores. I don't know. I'm not the person to ask really, but I think that's what it's for. Grades. And SAT.
Can I ask you about your grades?
My grades? Sure. Why not?
How are they?
What about them? They're good. I'm in the nursing program. I wouldn't be in the nursing program if I think we have to have above a 3.0.
And how is this? How does it work? I mean, in Spain, the next step after high school is that we have to make a huge exam about everything, about all of our subjects in the high school.
Mm-hmm.
And with this exam, the schools check which is our level of history, math, biology, and
language,
English,
yeah,
maybe French,
Spanish,
art, everything. How do you do it here? Do you have to do an exam or?
We don't have like a big exam after high school. During high school, I think it's your middle of high school somewhere at that point. You take like a SAT or you can also take an ACT exam. And that has a lot to do with how you're accepted to colleges.
Oh, right.
Yeah, not great.
Yeah,
at all.
I know. Everybody has to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really like this in Spain.
No.
Yeah, that seems difficult.
Yeah,
stressful.
We have to study a lot.
Yeah.
And you have to be really lucky.
Oh, yeah.
I've already spiraled up. I would never do nothing to let you cowards fuck my world up. If I was you, I would duck or get struck like lightning fighters. Keep fighting, put your lighters up, point them skyward. Had a dream, I was king. I woke up, still king. Smap canes, nibble is mine for the milk king. Till nobody else even fucking feels me, till it kills me. I swear to God, I'll be the fucking illest in this music. There is or there ever will be. Disagree, feel free, but from now on, I'm refusing.
So you said you're from Santa Cruz?
Yes.
And this is kind of San Francisco. There's differences between Santa Cruz and San Francisco?
Oh, yes. Well, Santa Cruz is like a kind of a beach community. So
what
is it? A beach? Like, there's a lot
know,
of beaches.
I was just kidding. <I'm>
oh,
international.
I got you.
We are always confused with that word.
Beach, like the ocean.
No, I'm not going to say it here.
Oh, I got you.
I just will
you
say coast.
Coast, yes.
Yeah, coast.
Yeah. Yes, there's beaches there. Oh, God.
Don't laugh.
There's a lot of ocean.
Okay.
Oceans.
Okay.
And a lot of surfing. And not really a big city. I mean, it's more of a small.
And do you like doing
it's
surf?
Chill. No, I don't.
No?
Not
Why?
At all.
Why?
I do not go in that water.
You never gone?
Well, I have when I was younger, but it's freezing.
I know, but you're American.
Oh, no, I
like
hardly.
In Spain, the north of Spain is really cold. We are from the Mediterranean Sea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the weather there is awesome for have a bath. But if you're going to the north, you're going to be freezing. And all the people there always say, no, you had to go. This is good today. We are from the north. This is nothing. It's like, what? Oh, man.
Yeah. In the north, they are colder than the south, but they love beach. And so they are always there. And we are like, okay, we have it here, but it's only okay.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. We have a friend from Spain. He's listening to us right now, and he would like to know if he came to San Francisco, where does he go? Where? Hector, help me.
What do you want to say?
Which is the best place to see here?
In general?
Yes.
Well, I personally really love Golden Gate Park. I think it's a really cool area, and it's free, so you don't have to like...
Wait, what?
Golden Gate Park?
Okay.
Yeah. There's a lot of things to do there. You can spend the whole day.
We didn't go there yet.
I just saw the park when I was with my... Okay. I saw the park one time.
With your girlfriend?
No. Well, with my family. And it's a huge park. Mm-hmm. It's very big. I think they said that it's like half of the Central Park in New York, more or less. So it's too big. So do you like Central Park? Golden Gate Park. Golden Gate
What's
Park.
What's wrong with us today?
I don't know.
I'm making you nervous.
Oh, sure.
So, we know the place you like here, but we want to know something about you. What is your normal day? What do you do in one day, normally?
My normal day of school?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I go to my nursing classes, and then I study for my nursing classes, and sometimes I eat.
Sometimes?
Sometimes. I sleep.
Yeah, I see that you are very skinny. You should eat more.
Oh, yeah, but you know calorie.
So you eat if you have time.
Yeah.
I like their answer, but you know calorie.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to say about that.
Yes, we don't have to say anything else. That's it. Thank you, friends. Bye.
I think people know about that. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Don't you like white rice?
White rice.
White rice, yeah. Actually,
every single day of my life.
I miss it when I don't have my white rice.
Yeah, like, we are used to the white rice. So when we don't have white rice, we are like,
you cry.
Where is the rice?
Almost.
Yeah.
So I want to know, what do you like the most of living here
in at
San Francisco? Yeah, oh. Dominican.
Well, I love how I can just go to San Francisco on weekends and stuff. Although I don't really have a lot of time for that now, but I like San Rafael too. I've been starting to do more things here.
Like what? Eating?
Eating? Yeah, sometimes I get to eat.
I mean, because you don't eat too much here, you have to eat somewhere.
Oh, yeah. No, there's
and
a lot
second,
of good restaurants.
Because, yeah, for that reason, because we have only restaurants, we could have more bars.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I love the bars.
That would be good.
And what is what do you like? What don't you like?
What
is the thing what you don't like? Yeah. Okay, you like everything. That's great.
I can't think of anything.
That's great. That's good. Yeah. Good. And now we are going to have a little break, musical break. Remember that we are in What About Us with DJ William, with Inat, and...
in radio.dominican.edu.
What are you waiting for?
Estamos de vuelta en English.
English, yeah, not that English.
We are again in What About Us with DJ Willie and DJ Nat. This is What About Us again.
Yeah, in radio.dominican.edu. And we are with Valerie DeLucchi.
Hello.
Hello.
Great. I want to ask you something. This is maybe personal, don't be afraid.
Okay.
If you don't want to ask, you don't have to, of course. Yeah, tension.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Valerie, do you like Halloween? No,
oh,
really.
Do
you
I?
Don't want to, if you don't want to answer, I understand that. I understand.
It's my favorite day of the whole year.
Oh my gosh, no. How can it be possible? No, really. Why do you like it so much?
Oh, wow. I love everything about it. I love spooky things. I love anything that's scary. I love nighttime. I love
costumes.
Costumes. Oh my god.
Okay. I listened to that. Oh my god. Oh, I want to know which was your costume this year?
This year I didn't really have one costume.
Do you have more?
I had
several.
A lot. Yes.
Alright. Okay. Which one? Yes, well, tell me everything.
On Halloween day, I started off with a Droog costume from Clockwork Orange, and nobody knew what that was.
I knew.
Except for you. So I changed to a vampire.
I cannot understand how people doesn't know which is that movie.
People don't, like, it makes me mad.
Yes, they are listening to us now, so... They are nice.
Oh, I love them. I love them. Don't
yeah,
watch
of course,
movies.
I love them. But they need to know more movies. Like, for
yeah,
example,
I'll show
I
them.
Know here it's very typical to have to watch some movies. Which movies?
Which movies do people like?
Yeah, in Halloween.
Oh, in Halloween, horror films. Mm-hmm. Even though there wasn't any really good ones this year.
I saw yesterday. Horror.
Rocky Horror. Yes, that's
I didn't
perfect.
See that ever. But my friends loved it and it was like, okay, now I'm here. I had to do it now.
And now I think they are showing in the cinema paranormal activity.
Oh god, I hate paranormal activity. Yeah.
But
wasn't scary.
It was a record.
No, I don't.
This got records. And like they won a lot of money in the first week. And
yeah.
They also, I think last year they had another, like the first movie of the
yeah.
Paranormal. And this time they had even more money than the last year. It was
that's
like,
weird.
I don't like
yeah.
this movie.
You don't yeah. have to. No, don't.
No, I'm not going to see. Don't worry for me.
Me neither. They're not going to win money with me.
Okay. So you changed your costume. And then what costume did you wear?
And then I was a vampire. And ooh, I still have one more costume.
Sexy vampire.
Oh, I had a cape. I was like covering it up.
Better.
Yes.
You only can. Oh, I like the movie with Tom Cruise. Vampire Interview?
Interview with a Vampire.
I love that movie.
You need to see my favorite vampire movie.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that like 2 months.
What is the name of the movie?
Lost Boys.
Lost Boys.
Maybe we can make that work this week. Because I love sharing that movie with people. It's filmed in my hometown.
I'm not going to expect
yeah.
anything. Because later we don't see it and then I cry.
I will make it work. If you leave without seeing that, I will cry.
Yes.
We're all just going to cry.
We should make
all
a deal.
Place.
Yeah.
Should we pinky
yeah.
swear?
Pinky swear?
Oh, can we do it?
Yeah, we can do it.
Okay.
Nobody's looking at us, but Hector, you can see what are we doing.
Okay. Okay, I saw that. Pinky swear, okay.
He's the witness.
Yeah, this week we are going to
I'm
see
the witness.
Lost Boys.
Too late to say that you're sorry now. You kicked me when I was down. But what you say just don't hurt.
Yeah, that's right.
It don't hurt.
And I don't need you no more.
More.
Don't wanna see you no more.
Bitch, you get no.
You show me nothing.
Okay. Halloween was this Monday, but for us, for example, Halloween has been like 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, the whole weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What did you do this weekend?
Me?
Something special? Yeah, you are our guest, so...
Oh, I did do something special. It wasn't Halloween related, really, though.
What did you do?
I went to a show at Slim's in San Francisco. I saw one of my favorite bands, The Damned. It was their 35th anniversary.
Oh, right.
It was awesome.
Did you go by yourself, with somebody?
I went with a group of people.
Who?
I went with Ua, who is a Dominican student.
Hello, Ua.
Hello.
James, who is also a Dominican student.
Hello, James.
Hello.
And Nick, who is a grad student, I think, at Dominican.
Hello, Nick.
I don't know you, but hello.
Yeah, I only know Ua. Hello, Ua, again.
I don't know if they'd be listening.
And how was it?
It was amazing. I had a wonderful time. I was in the front row.
Did you touch them?
Oh, I did.
You did it?
I did.
I didn't know that. I'm questioning you.
Did you wash your hands?
Never. No, I've taken many showers.
Oh my gosh, you touched me yesterday.
No, I don't believe in that. I bathe regularly.
And what did you do? Anything else? Like, I don't know. Did you have some party or? It doesn't look like
haunted house.
Okay, haunted house. Let's talk about the haunted house. What did you do there?
Well, I set up for it all day doing makeup, and you were there also. And we did zombie makeup and seance makeup, and then we put up the decorations, and then we were in it.
Okay. We are going to talk about Hunty's house now, but first we have to make a break for news.
Boletín informativo.
Four Georgia men arrested in terror plot.
Four men who were part of a French militia group were arrested on Tuesday in what the Justice Department described as a plot to kill federal and state officials.
Greece faces grilling at G20 summit.
Germany's Merkel and France's Sarkozy were expected to warn Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou to kick Greece's bailout plan off track.
Suspected militia members arrested in Georgia.
Federal agents have arrested four suspected members of a Georgia militia on charge of plotting attacks with toxins and explosives in Atlanta.
Assange loses extradition appeal.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has lost his appeal against extradition to Sweden to answer sex crime allegations. Haunted House. We are here in Guadalajara House with DJ William and DJ Nat in
greater.dominican.edu.
Valerie, what did you sadly did there? You were saying before that you were the responsible, one of them, about makeup.
Yes.
What did you do exactly?
What did I do for the makeup?
Mm-hmm.
I think I started with a zombie, and I did a green zombie, which was interesting. I've never done a green one before. That was cool.
It reminded me like Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Kind of. They were like friends.
Yeah, I was like, looks interesting. No, that was fun though. And then I did the fortune teller that was in our seance scene. And I did some funky eyeliner for her.
So you had a lot of work on the house.
Oh yeah, we didn't get a break all day.
Did you eat something?
I had like one piece of pizza.
Yeah, I was.
I know, I was like dying.
I had to say that I was there also with Valerie. And yes, we were there working like 3 or 4 hours with the makeup. Mm-hmm. And suddenly the pizza came. And it was like, oh my gosh, I have to paint, I had to eat.
It didn't work.
What do I do? Yeah, it was really complicated. And actually, everybody was eating a lot. And you had to eat before following, because if not, you didn't eat anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was hard.
It was.
But you like it.
It was worth it. It was a lot of
fun.
Yeah,
it was worth it. Mm-hmm. I really like it. And what were you doing in the haunted house? Which was your costume?
The acting part of it?
Yes.
I was in the hunt room of Meadowlands, and we had a seance scene where there was a Ouija board and a pentagram and various other evil things on top of a table, that table in the room. And we were conducting a seance to bring back Blue Boy.
And what did you say?
We just chanted Blue Boy. The other girl said something. Do you remember what she said?
No, you remember what she said.
I don't.
Valerie, you're a nurse.
What?
You're gonna be a nurse.
I'm a nurse. I have to remember what they do in seances. Well, it was just stuff to like bring him back from the dead because he died, and we wanted. I don't know why we wanted.
It was kind of Blue Boy. Where are you?
Oh,
where
and
are you, Blue
to
Boy?
Us.
Speak to me. Speak to me.
Yeah, that was what she did. And then while we were doing the seance, people came out from hidden places and scared the
really?
Tour groups. I wonder who did that.
I don't know. Who?
You.
Me. I wasn't there.
You weren't?
I was dead.
Oh, a zombie Natalia was there.
Yeah, of course. The best scene is that I said I wasn't there, and she said like, who wasn't? Who was there?
No, you were good at that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I enjoyed a lot seeing the scary faces of the people.
Yes, that was beautiful.
It was like, oh my gosh, they're really scary, or they just kidding. I don't know.
I don't think so, because I can hear the the yells of the people in my room, so I don't think they was kidding.
I loved their screams.
Yeah,
that made me and happy. The faces. They were like stepping back, like, she's Natalia. Hello, Valerie. It was really funny. Mm-hmm. And actually, we had like 2 or 3 groups, and they start yelling, and they didn't stop. It was like,
I know, that was awesome.
Stop yelling, and then I can stop also. It was really funny. I think I don't know about another year. What did you do last year for the haunted house?
I wasn't here last year, but I heard it wasn't very good.
You wasn't?
I mean, I was at Dominican, but I was at home that weekend.
And what did you do there?
What did I do at home?
Yeah.
I think I saw...
Los Boys?
I think I saw Saw. Saw 3D, the last one.
Oh. Yeah. I hate that movie.
I do love Saw, but the last one was...
How many movies do they have now?
4?
I think like 7. Or was
7?
This
oh
last
my
one
gosh.
I've seen them all.
I only knew about 3, maybe 5.
I mean, I'm not sure about the 7, but I think it's up there.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so for example, between your city and here, you have a different Halloween. What do you do exactly about that?
In Santa Cruz?
Yeah, usually. Not last year. Like, I don't know.
Well, every year in Santa Cruz, they do a big thing in downtown Santa Cruz with Halloween. And that can get pretty crazy. But it would always be a school night. So
school night?
Yeah.
How can it be possible?
I know. Halloween's never on a weekend.
Okay, trick or trick. Did you do that every year or just this year because of the Dominican groups?
I stopped pretty early because I've always been kind of tall, and people would make fun of me for like, you're too old, and I was like, okay, I'll go home now.
The people tell you that? Yeah. From the houses?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Why?
So how can they say that?
I know. People are kind of evil here.
So when did you start doing that? Trick or treat?
Oh, probably in high school. I think I did it up until high school.
So, oh my gosh, I don't like that.
No,
but actually, when I said to the people here, I had to do trick or treat, and everybody was asking me, why you are so old? It was like, I'm from Spain. I had to do everything.
Yeah.
I'm not too old.
Yeah, no.
And then the people was really nice. They didn't say anything like, oh, you are too old, or you need to have a little kid, or something like that.
I think it should be open to everybody. Yeah. Why not? Adults want candy.
Yeah.
Everybody wants candy, yes. I have now.
Who doesn't?
And we had candies.
I have do we?
I have 1,000,000 candies. Thanks for that night.
I think
America.
My family is going to eat my candies.
I think so also.
I don't have time to eat all of them.
No, I will give them to my friends because I don't have enough space for my clothes.
I don't have
enough space for my candies.
I need to get rid of them. I'm like eating way too much. I'm like, yeah, we definitely put some back.
Oh my gosh. Now people can have trick or treat in my room.
I know, right? Yeah. We should.
Don't go all at the same time because I have a lot, but I want to give some.
Yeah.
I remember you that we are in What About Us with DJ Willy and DJ Nat.
In radio.dominican.edu.
Now a little musical break. What About Us with DJ Willy and DJ Nat
in radio.dominican.edu.
Great, don't forget it. We are with team saying this.
Yeah, I don't forget.
Don't you like to do it?
Yeah. Why not?
Okay, we are here with Valerie DeLucchi.
Yes.
Nice last name, DeLucchi.
Thank you. Yeah. You actually say it right.
Yeah, it's DeLucchi.
Nobody says it right here. They say DeLucci.
Ah.
Yeah.
They don't know.
See? You guys, what would I do without you?
Thank you, we're amazing.
I agree.
Yeah.
And now we are going to talk about New York. Ooh. As we said like 2 weeks ago, I didn't know why didn't we were last week. Hector was traveling around the world. and he was in New York. And as I said like 2 weeks ago, every week we want to introduce you a new, like a city. The first city was our city, Murcia, and now because Hector is, he was to New York, we are going to talk about that. So Hector, what did you see there? What did you do? Why were you where?
I did a lot of things.
And why are you so lucky? Lucky.
I don't know. This is my life.
I don't know.
Yeah. So the first thing I have to say, I walked a lot.
The first thing I want to know is, were you alone? Were you by yourself?
No, you knew it. No, I wasn't alone.
I know, but everybody's listening
to
us.
I was with my family. Not my whole family. Some people from
who?
My family. My family.
Like who?
That's okay. My family.
Okay, Hector.
Yeah.
It looks like you were with your girlfriend or something you want to say.
No.
No. Okay. Don't worry. Don't be in a compromise. What did you see there?
I saw almost everything. I didn't have time to see everything. I saw Statue of Liberty, Pirate State, Times Square, Chrysler Building.
Zero Sound?
What?
Zero Sound.
What is that?
Zona Zero.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, World Trade Center.
Yeah.
They are building something right now. I don't know.
I think it's kind of a...
It's two towers
again.
No, two towers again.
Okay. Valerie, do you know what are they building in World Trade Center?
No. I have no idea. I've never...
Thank you.
It's two
You're
towers.
Welcome.
One is almost done and when they are building the other one.
But huge one or small?
No, not small, but not huge. Just
I mean,
big.
It's a real building or it's a monument?
No, it's a building.
And they are going to be twins again?
I think so, yeah.
Oh my gosh. This is like, okay, we are here again. Do you want to come?
I didn't know that.
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
But now they are not that tall, so they are smaller than the
It's the same, less people, but the same tragedy.
Yeah, I know. So I saw the World Trade Center, the bull of the World Trade Center. There is a big bull. And Central Park. And I saw New Jersey too, because my hotel was in New Jersey, so I saw a little bit of New Jersey.
Okay, you have seen a bull, but why there is a bull there?
A bull is representing the power of the Wall Street.
The bull is our bull.
No, but it's not our bull. It's not.
Don't start our bulls.
It's not a bull with the bullfighter and.
It doesn't matter
everything.
The bullfighter.
No, it's a bull representing the power of the Wall Street and.
Wall Street cop in Spain. No.
They're not good. No, I don't know how old is the bull, but I think I
not
know
older
it's
older than Spain.
I don't think so.
Okay, do you know? I'm curious.
Okay.
I don't know, something about history.
Yeah, I know. Well, the first thing I know is New York is the city with more population here in the United States.
No.
Yeah, that's the first thing.
I didn't
thing.
Know that.
You didn't know that?
I knew that it was Buick, but I didn't know home.
That's true. And I know one thing that is very curious, because most of the people think that New York, the first name was New Amsterdam. And it is not true. The first name was New Angulema. And this was because the Dutch came here, but before the Dutch came here, the Italians. And they reached an agreement with the Indians and something like that. So the first name wasn't the New Amsterdam. New Amsterdam was later. So it's something like a mess. I don't know why.
Wait. So New York? Some time was named New Amsterdam, like our Amsterdam from Spain.
First time was
they stole everything.
New Angulema first time, and then New Amsterdam, because the Dutch were here and they reached an agreement with the Indians and they buy the not the island, Manhattan. So they called it New Amsterdam, like Amsterdam.
Okay, but for example, Amsterdam was flood. Is it right? Flood, Valerie?
Flood
when there is a lot of water,
full of water.
Flooded
what
it flooded
flooded yeah Amsterdam was flooded
Yeah. Okay. It was?
Yeah, like 2 or 3 times.
Oh.
Manhattan doesn't, so it's not a good copy.
I know. And I saw, you're going to like it, I saw the Empire State Building with the, it's representative because of the King Kong, the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I love King Kong.
Yes. And I know one curious thing about the Statue of Liberty.
Fun fact.
It was a gift of the French people for the centenary of the in the, how did you call that? Independence Declaration?
Declaration of Independence?
Yeah, that Declaration of Independence. And they don't have money to build the, because the Statue of the Liberty.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because it was like in 200 or 300 boxes by airplane, and when she came here to New York, they didn't have money to build the statue.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I knew that it was French, but I didn't know that they didn't have money.
The other states wanted to build the statue because they have money. They had money, but do you know Pulitzer?
Yes.
Pulitzer had a newspaper, and he said, "Okay, I need money from the people of New York to build the Statue of the Liberty." So a lot of people gave money, and then they had money to build the statue. So they raised the money to build the statue on, I think it was one
long time ago.
Yeah, long time ago. I had the day here. 1,000. Okay, wait.
Okay.
Long time ago.
Meanwhile, he's looking for. I would like to add that a lot of people doesn't know that there is another Liberty statue in France, in Paris. Yeah. And when you are in the Tour Eiffel, Eiffel Tower, oh, sorry, there was French, Tour Eiffel, you can see the statue. It's really small and it's down on the river, but it is there. It's like maybe 3 inch. No, it's big, but not as
not that big. Okay.
No,
okay.
It's in the river. If you don't know that the statue is there, you don't see it.
I didn't know about that.
They are twins.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the statue was from France, and that was a gift from United States, but they also wanted to have something representative about that. And actually they were like, okay, if we have one and you have one, we are like brothers.
Yeah. And another curiosity, the face of the...
Wait, like a bracelet of friendship, but with the Liberty statues.
The face of the statue is like the face of the creator.
Coin? Of the what?
Creator?
Creator?
God?
Of what?
Creator?
Who made the
statue. Oh, the person who made the statue.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the
but
face
she's
of
a girl?
Of
was it a girl?
No. The face of his girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
So it's curious too, and this, I don't know how to say that word in English, but it was when you want
which
light
one?
For the boats.
Which one?
Lighthouse.
Yeah, it was a lighthouse.
Yeah, faro.
Yeah, until 1902. Hmm. So it represents the Statue of Liberty. It represents like the welcome for the people from out of United States. They are welcome here. So it represents like liberty and welcoming. So it's a lot.
Welcome. I have an answer. And if you are fighting to me, I'm going to burn you.
No,
I'm kidding.
No, it's not bad, the statue.
I know. And I don't know. Tell me more things about New York.
Okay. One more thing that you should know is Times Square. I don't know if you know what is Times Square. It's one of the places that they appear most in movies. Times Square, you know what is Times Square? It's between Broadway Street and 7th Avenue.
I want to go there.
It's a very famous place. And
Broadway.
It's beautiful, full of lights. To be at night is very beautiful. And another place.
Wait, what's the name of that?
Times Square.
I was thinking in Trafalgar Square, London.
No, it's Times
because
Square.
It's kind of that, full of lights. Yeah. Do you know about Piccadilly? Valerie?
Piccadilly Circus.
Piccadilly Circus.
That?
This is in London.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
And Piccadilly Circus is like the center. And it's in the street Trafalgar Square. And it's like that, full of lights and everything, but really small in comparison.
I know. So Times Square is awesome and it's huge.
And you love it.
Yeah, that's true. And another place to go in New York is Central Park.
Of course.
Central Park is huge. That is huge. That's a huge park in the middle of the city.
City.
And I have to say that the Central Park separates the Upper East Side from the Upper West Side.
I know about this because of Gossip Girls.
So the Upper East Side is the rich.
Rich
the rich
people.
Part of the city, and the west side is
Brooklyn.
No, it's not Brooklyn.
Enough?
No, Brooklyn is out of Manhattan. Brooklyn is where? Do you have the Brooklyn Bridge?
Uh-huh.
I saw the Brooklyn Bridge too. So the Brooklyn Bridge is going from through Manhattan through Brooklyn, the neighborhood. So in the right side you have the Upper East Side, rich people, and in the left side you have the west. Upper West Side is people that they are not so rich but not poor, because I saw the houses and it's not poor.
Us?
No.
Could we live there?
No, we should be richer. And in the Upper West Side it was the house of John Lennon. Yeah. And near that, in Central Park, near the Upper West Side, they have the Imagine
Memorial.
How do you call that? It's
Memorial?
A monument. Yeah, yeah, it's something on the floor, and it put Imagine with a lot of flowers.
Imagine, like Imagine all that.
Like
all
the song, and people going there.
Ring, ring, ring.
Yeah, and singing and playing their song.
I wanna go there.
Yeah, it's beautiful, and I was lucky because now in New York, it's snowing. And it's too cold.
How can it be snowing there and here so hot?
Yeah, I know. And when I was there, it was like, I don't know, Fahrenheit. I'm very bad at Fahrenheit. Yeah, but in degrees, it was like 15 degrees. So, very good weather.
How much? How
15.
Many? 15 degrees.
When I was there, yes. 15 degrees.
Ah, that's nice.
I know.
Snowing with 15 degrees?
No, now it's snowing. When I was there, it wasn't snowing. It was sunny.
15 degrees is like, yeah, Celsius.
Okay, I was like, what?
It's like 55 Fahrenheit.
Oh,
I think.
That's good.
Yeah, kind of, because 100 is 30 degrees or 40, more.
See,
it's 40.
More or less, 40.
Yeah, it's like 40 Fahrenheit.
No, 40 is 4.4 Celsius.
If 100 Fahrenheit is like 40 degrees,
oh, okay.
50 Fahrenheit is 20 degrees.
Okay, 45.
Math.
45. So it was very nice, and my trip to New York was very good.
Okay, Hector, such a nice weekend.
I know.
But you were also in San Francisco. We are living here, but I don't know. Did you see something that we should know and we don't?
Yeah, I saw a lot of things.
Like what?
And I saw something that we didn't see yet. Yeah, I saw Pier 39. We should go there. We should
this
go
this weekend,
there.
I'm going to Pier 39.
You should.
It's a beautiful
I definitely
place.
Go. And now, wait, we have a guest. Valerie, would you like to come with us?
What?
You don't have to answer now. To the Pier 39. You don't have to answer now.
I love Pier 39.
We are going on Saturday.
Okay.
At
Saturday.
11.
So I saw Pier 39. I saw Alamo Square.
Alamo Square.
Yeah. The garden, the park, everything. And I saw the Golden Gate Bridge.
I already saw it. I walked through the Golden Gate.
You want to know... New things, okay. I think only Pier 39 and Alamo Square. I think so.
I want to have my shirt of California with a beard. Beard? Oh my gosh.
Not beard.
Wait, what are we?
Bear.
With the animal. Yeah, beard.
Beard?
American is such a complicated language with beer, beard.
Bear.
It's so difficult.
English class. We are having now the English class.
So, here, I think this is all today, this weekend.
All. Yeah, yeah.
But we have a great guest. Valerie, thank you for coming. We hope you can expect you can come again next time.
Sure.
We'll let you know. And thank you everybody for being there. Thank you in Spain. Thank you so much because now it's late and we know that some people were listening to us. Valerie said also thank you. You can say it.
Thank you.
Thank you to
thank
Spain.
You everyone in Spain and
gracias. And thank you everybody from Dominican and also if some people is listening for off campus.
I'm sure.
They'll I hope. I expect. I would be glad.
My mom.
Your mom?
I told her to. I don't know if she will.
Oh, hello.
Hi, mom.
So we'll see you again next week in
What About Us with DJ Nat and DJ Willie in
radio.dominican.edu. Bye. See you next week.
On the floor, I like to move it. Come and give me some more. Watch me get physical, out of control. There's people watching me. I never miss a beat. Still the night, kill the lights, feel it under your skin. That's right, keep it tight, cause it's pulling you in. Pump it up, you can't stop, cause it feels like an overdose. Body's aching, system overload. Temperatures rising, I'm about to explode. Watch me, I'm intoxicated, digging the show. It's got me hypnotized, everybody step aside. Still the night, kill the lights, feel it under your skin. That's right, keep it tight, cause it's pulling you in. Wrap it up, you can't stop, cause it feels like an overdose.
Feels like an overdose. Is heating up. Move on and accelerate. Push it to the top. Come on and evacuate. Feel the club is heating up. Move on and accelerate. You don't have to be afraid.
Now guess who's back on a brand new track? They got everybody in the club going mad. So everybody in the back, get your back up off the wall and just shake that thing. Go crazy, yo lady, yo baby. Let me see you wreck that thing and drop it down low, low. Let me see you take it to the dance floor, yo.
Everybody in the club.
Killing me.
days were gone.